This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and six. Here goes Darnold out. Picked off on the play. He may take it all the way. That's Xavier Rhodes on the way for a touchdown. A pick six thrown by Darnold.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you here. We got to get into a little average Joe talk. So we're 45 days away from the start of the NFL season. We're going to look at some of these middle-of-the-road quarterbacks, my favorite ones.
I'm offended by this, by the way. Average Joes, like it implies that I'm all in on these quarterbacks. This is clearly the Joe G tier, and I have a lot of questions. Like, we're past Kirk Cousins. We're not even at that tier anymore. We've passed that. The real question is, you always say you like these average quarterbacks. No. We're not at average. We might be past below average. Why do you like bums? But this bum list has Ryan Fitzpatrick, who you can't stand.
So we'll get to this. We'll get to our list here. I actually don't like most of these average Joes, which we're calling them. I like a couple of them. I do agree with you. Some of these guys are bums. Now, so we're going to talk about their over-under here, potential passing yards for the season. Okay. Joe, a couple notes on this just before we get rolling and give our thoughts on these particular quarterbacks. So per Peter King, Football Morning in America, in 2005, there were two 4,000-yard passing seasons. Just to give some context on how it's changed, there were 12 last year. So we jumped from 5 to 12, but here is the part that I find most interesting. Now we go from 16 games to 70 games. So really, what is that going to do for the 4,000-yard passer, and how does that change how we look at the 4,000-yard passer? Joe, here is the most amazing part. I looked at yards per game last year for every quarterback in the NFL. So if you look at it, 236 yards per game is the new average you need to meet. If you get 236 per game, you will clear 4,000. Yep. You know how many quarterbacks cleared 236 per game last year? 21 NFL quarterbacks cleared 236 per game. And I'll throw one weird one in there. If Jalen Hurts wasn't benched as the Eagles tanked, remember in the second half of week 17 when they just took him out of the game, I think he was 7 yards off or whatever from having that average. He probably gets there too in his four starts. So baseline, 21 quarterbacks passed at a rate last year that would equal 4,000 yards passing. So just to give some context, like if you're a starting quarterback and you're any good or decent, you're going to be around this mark.
Is 5,000 a new 4,000?
Probably soon, you would think, right? Is 4,500 the new 4,000? Is that it?
46, this is not impressive. Like that. That's 235, 236. That's not impressive. It just means you played the entire season. Okay. Availability, something. That's worth something. But 235? In today's NFL, that stinks. You only threw for 240 yards? What went wrong? Oh, was it a blowout? Was it all running game? Well, that usually doesn't happen anymore. So, 4,000 means absolutely nothing. It used to be impressive. You say, oh, Stafford, look how many times he's gone over 4,000. The guy's a legit quarterback. Is it that one extra game? No, I think it's a lot of things in the wash that we have to throw in there, right? Nobody cares about defense anymore. Just be middle of the road on defense. How many great defenses are still out there? Tough to project from year to year. Every rule that changes is in favor of the offense. There's a lot going on. Every head coach being hired has to have an offensive background nowadays.
So let's start with some of these names here, Joe. So these are some, we deem them average Joes. They might be below average Joes, but here they
bums.
Are.
Trash.
Bums. Not all of them. I don't think this guy's trash. He's not that good. Jared Goff, his over-under yards total is 399.5. So 3,999.5 and a half. So he's right under 4,000 yards. Joe, he averaged 236 last year. Here's the interesting part about Jared Goff, right? He's obviously going to a worse team. So my first instinct is they're going to be losing every week. He's going to have to throw. I also think that Dan Campbell and Anthony Lynn are going to run the football into the ground and try to shorten the game and play 1995 football, and that might limit his attempts. He obviously has significantly worse weapons. I mean, significantly.
How can you run when it's 21-3?
Well, Dan Campbell and Lynn, jeez. I would lean over because for the most part, he's been very durable, right? He had the thumb injury last year that knocked him out the last game of the season. He came back in the playoffs and played when they didn't want him to. He usually plays. You could probably count on him for 17 games of 236 yards and, you know, four wins.
Look, we talked a good amount about the NFC North and all the question marks that are there. And our executive producer, Paul Aspen, threw out the idea of taking the Lions. And it's actually something that I consider, like, okay, look, everything's up for grabs. Anything is possible in the NFC North if there's no Aaron Rodgers with the Green Bay Packers. But then I pulled up the Lions depth chart.
How'd that look?
I mean, even if he has 40 attempts, which we don't think is going to happen, but they will be forced into that at times, here are his starting options, starting going into camp before we get any injuries on the outside. Rashad Perryman, Tyrell Williams, slot, Khalif Raymond. What?
It's not gonna work.
That's to start the season. Okay, they've been waiting on Hockenson to develop into a tight end, which usually ends up taking a few years. Okay, maybe he's going to be the number one option. I mean, Victor Bolden Jr., Quintez Cephas, who are these people that are going to make the roster on the Lions? Even if they are passing 40 times per game, is he going to be able to get to 300? I don't know.
And you know what he used to do in Los Angeles? He used to have one or two games per year where he would be like totally on. Remember those? Like he'd go like 31 of 40, 350 yards. It would kind of make up for some of his tough games. I don't know if the big games are this. Do you lean under on Goff?
See, here's the thing. As long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be out there because they're not going to say, oh, we got to get David Blau some time. No. We need some David Blau run right now. Like, no. And he's going to be their guy for the next year or two. I assume they're going to draft a quarterback next year and they're going to have an awful season. You would expect, but they could have drafted a quarterback this year and they decided to beef up that offensive line. Basically what I'm saying is I want nothing to do with just Jared Goff prop. How can you bet on this guy to go over even though he'll probably play every game?
Yeah, it'd be an incredible sweat into the season. You're just watching a Lions game to see if Goff goes over.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Khalif Raymond. Raymond's loose.
Yeah, I mean, make the case for your guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Go ahead.
This is the easiest one, right? 3,900 in the hook. Of the names that we're going to talk about, he has arguably the best weapons with McLaurin and Samuel. Gibson in the backfield. He has better weapons than he had a season ago. Now, I will say, of all of these names that we are going to mention, the most likely QB2 to get multiple starts is in Washington.
See, that's so my fear with this. That scares Ron Rivera, he throws a couple picks in a game. And Rivera's like, uh-uh.
Which will happen.
Yeah. Oh, of course it will.
Yeah.
And they're going to play defense, right? They can win games. It's rare you could say this about an NFL team in 2021. They can win games 21-17. So Rivera's not going to stand for turnovers. I wouldn't be surprised if he's benched. Now, he might come back like he always seems to do, but that could impact this. Like, he could have 265 yards a game on average, but only start 13 games.
Season props is not something I would bet with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, with all that said, does that mean we should take the under?
I would, if I'm going to take anything, I'm taking the under.
Okay. I think that's fair.
And I think Taylor Heineke showed Rivera, like, he probably trusts him a little bit. He played pretty well in a playoff game. Like, he's not your average, like, who's that guy backup?
You're in the NFC East, too. You can't play. You can't play around. Rivera had enough confidence to roll with Heineke in a playoff game, and he did all right. He's like, oh, I thought this was going to be a disgusting game, and they kind of hung around against Tampa Bay.
So his is at 3,900.5, so just slightly over 3,900. How about Sam Darnold? He's at 3,950.5. Darnold goes to the Panthers. He has pretty good weapons there. They have Joe Brady as their offensive coordinator. I never saw it with Darnold in New York. Everyone blamed everyone but him. Like, it was always like Adam Gase's fault or the team stunk, which is all true. I mean, Adam Gase is terrible and the Jets stunk. But, man, I still don't get what the Panthers did. Justin Fields they could have had. They could have had Mac Jones. It was an odd trade for them. It was like, oh, we can't get Deshaun Watson. We can't get Rodgers. We don't have the top pick. I guess we'll just trade for Sam Darnold. Okay.
The one thing you did not hit on is Adam Gase is the worst. So he's going from Adam Gase to Joe Brady. Like, what kind of an upgrade is that? Well, I think it's pretty immense, man. Yeah. And now, okay, think about the weapons that he had or did not have with the Jets. And he also has McCaffrey coming out of the backfield if he can stay healthy. And on the outside, you got Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. There are a lot. I'm not one of those people that have said, Darnold just needs a new situation. There's still some talent there. He's still the guy that saw ghosts on Monday Night Football to me. But you're not going to PJ Walker. So that would be a reason to bet over, even though it's tough. It's tough to say I'm betting over on Sam Darnold.
Can we just finally make this the year where if he's not good, we just say he's not good?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he's had three straight years of a QBR under 50. Like, yeah. Sam Darnold, I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback get this much rope. Like, he just can't play. Like, he just has been bad as an NFL quarterback. Whether or not it's his fault or not, he has performed really bad.
Yeah, we're seeing this at a lot of places around the league. Tua, we're seeing it in Miami. We're seeing it with the Giants. We'll talk about Daniel Jones in a few minutes. And also with Carolina and Sam Darnold. No excuses after 2021. I don't even want to hear injury as an excuse. They're building around these quarterbacks, so you can't blame the offensive minds calling the plays, and you can't blame lack of weapons. We're going to have some real answers at the end of the season.
All right, let's throw one more in here. You mentioned Daniel Jones. Let's hit him right now. 3,800.5, 3,800 and a half, just a little over 3,800 yards. Joe, this feels like it's too easy not to take with the weapons he has, Saquon back, but he has been banged up. He has not been very accurate when he's in there. And can't you see Joe Judge with a good defense saying, kind of like Ron Rivera, we're not going to let the quarterback throw the game away. Like, we're going to run the ball today. We're not going to throw it around the yard, even though I have some weapons here. I don't trust Daniel Jones.
Here's my case for the under. Jason Garrett still is offensive coordinator, and he fumbles a lot, a lot. Are they going to get so upset? Are they in the heat, in the midst of an NFC East race, and they just can't take the fumbles anymore? Just get me a competent quarterback. Now that means handing it over to Mike Lennon. I mean,
that's gross.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. But he's another one like Darnold. Like, it's now or never. Either you're good or
go
you're
to
not.
Saquon. It's Saquon's game. Okay, you got a Saquon game here, Saquon game there, and then even if he does play the entire season, he could go under.
Yeah, boy, if you're betting these over runners on this tier of quarterbacks, the Goffs, the Daniel Jones, the Sam Darnolds.
Okay. What about Baker? This is interesting. I think this is pretty fascinating. 39-50 and the hook is the number. The Cleveland Browns, I know they run the ball, and that's how this team's built with the offensive line and the backs they have. But they need to find out if they should sign Baker long term.
I would go Baker over.
Yeah,
I like Baker over. I think he'll be in for a good year. And he'll get his money from them or someone. BetQL
Wentz
Daily.
Under.
No. BetQL Daily on the BetQL. Of course, Wentz under. That's the easiest bet on the board. Joe G, Joe O, we'll line him up. We'll go prop shopping, Major League Baseball, coming up next, right here on the BetQL Network.